Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. O Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it to be death and humiliation or glory, victory and empowerment? O Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Gaza are between death and more death. If they do not die from bombing and shelling of death, they will die of hunger, die of thirst, or die of disease. The northern Gaza Strip is under a stifling siege without food, water, or medicine. So what are you going to do, O Muslims? Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with destroyed masajid, hospitals, homes, water tanks, and all the facilities of life. They rained a fiery lava of death on our children and women in a bloody, horrific scene, of which the media barely reports. Do you think that satellite channels are conveying to you even half or a quarter of the truth? The media conveys to you only a few of the atrocities that cause heartbreaking pain and anguish. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than 70 days that massacres have ravaged the people of Gaza, more than 70 years of desecrating the site of the Isra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with. You have seen with your own eyes the cowardice of the Jews in battle. So what are you going to do? Are you crying over us or are you confused and withdrawn? Do you think that being satisfied with this alone will save you in this world and the hereafter? O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know how many millions of Muslims were martyred or displaced because of the agent rulers and the absence of the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood? These are those of Iraq, Asham, Libya, Yemen, Burma, Chechnya, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Turkestan, and more. Do you think, O people of Jordan, Egypt, Hijaz, Pakistan, and Turkey, that what happened to Gaza or Asham will not happen to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Do they not see that they are tried once or twice every year, yet they neither repel nor do they learn a lesson? At-Tawbah 126. Is it not time for you to consider? The Tartars invaded the lands of Muslims, martyring about 2 million Muslims due to treason, cowardice, and neglect. The Tartars occupied the Muslim cities in Iraq and Asham until they reached the borders of Egypt. The slaughter of Muslims was not stopped except by the sincere Mujahid leadership that defeated the Tartars in Ain Jalut and liberated the Muslim cities with just 20,000 Mujahideen. Before that, the Crusaders slaughtered about 2 million Muslims in the Crusader invasion, including 70,000 in Al-Quds due to the betrayal, division, and neglect. The slaughter of Muslims was not stopped except by the emergence of a sincere Mujahid leadership. The victorious Salah ad-Din crushed the Crusaders in Hattin with just 25,000 Mujahideen. Is it not time for you, O Muslims, to realize that the shedding of your blood can only be stopped by the presence of a believing leadership, sincere to Allah and His Messenger? How much of your blood will be shed until you realize this truth? How much fear and hunger will you suffer until you realize this truth? How many millions of Muslims shall be martyred under these agent regimes until you realize that defeating your enemy can only be achieved by a sincere and believing leadership? When will you realize that the heavy price you are paying with your blood, your children, your women, your money, your homes, and your land will not be paid any longer if you head to the presidential palaces, remove the band of treason, and grant the bay'ah, pledge of allegiance, to a leadership that is sincere to Allah and His Messenger? Isn't it time for you, O Muslim armies, to realize the extent of your need for a leadership sincere to Allah and His Messenger that will lead you from glory to more glory and from victory to more victory? Is it not time for you, O Muslim armies, to realize that the band of traitors, Assisi, the King of Jordan, and bin Salman, and the band of agents in Pakistan, Turkey, Iraq, and the Arab Maghrib are the ones crushing your ummah. Is it not time for you to realize that they will not provide you with a decent living, they will not liberate your land, and they will not bring you nusra, victory? Is it not time for you to see that these people and others like them are the heads of betrayal and the tools of the kuffar? It is because of people like them that the Crusaders and Tatars slaughtered millions of Muslims. They are the ones who handed over Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Jews. They are the ones who provide the Jewish entity with the means of survival. They are the ones who prevent the Ummah and its armies from supporting Gaza. They are the ones who are ripping the Ummah apart and prevent its unity. They are the ones who fight the sincere and prevent them from coming to power. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we address you from the blessed land of the Isra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the land of the Prophets alayhim salam, the land from where the da'wah of Hizb al-Tahrir was launched to re-establish the second Khilafah Rashida. We address you with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَئِنْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? Al-Hadid 16. We address you, O Muslims, with heart-wrenching pain. When will you respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the path of Allah, you cling firmly to the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this world life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. At-Tawbah 38-39. We address you, O staff, command, and officers. When will you support Allah and His Messenger, granting Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah Rashida, the promise of Allah Almighty, and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When will you overthrow the agent rulers who are traitors to Allah and His Messenger? O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will save your blood, liberate the sanctities, provide a decent living for you and your children, and grant your glory, victory, empowerment, while the pleasure of Allah is greater, is a leadership sincere to Allah and His Messenger, which rules you according to all that Allah has revealed? Strive for the sake of Allah and establish justice between people. This is what Hizb al-Tahrir calls you to, day and night, repeatedly, reaching your ears and calling on Muslim armies to achieve it. So when will you respond to the call of glory, the call of Allah and His Messenger, to give the bay'ah to establish the deen of Allah on earth? O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establish the deen of Allah on earth, liberating Bayt al-Maqdis and giving nusra, supporting the oppressed, is a great honor that Allah does not grant to those who are traitors against Allah and His Messenger. This great honor can only be performed by the true believers. Allah does not grant a great honor except to the righteous. So those of vision, see this. So, O people of understanding, consider this. In conclusion, we call upon you with the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين من أنصار إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين O believers, shall I guide you to an exchange that will save you from a painful punishment? Have iman in Allah and His Messenger and strive in the path of Allah. With your wealth and your lives, that is best for you if only you knew. He will forgive your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow with splendid homes in the gardens of eternity. That is the ultimate triumph. Another favor that you long for, help from Allah and an imminent victory. Give good news to the believers. O believers, stand up for Allah as Isa ibn Maryam asked the disciples. Who will stand up with me for Allah? The disciples replied, We will stand up for Allah. Then a group from the children of Israel believed while another disbelieved. We then supported the believers against their enemies, so they prevailed. As-Saff 10-14. O Allah, convey this goodness from us. Enlighten the hearts of the Muslims with it and for it. Grant us from you authority and support. All praise is for Allah, Lord of the worlds. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.